My guest has walked in the glory and the presence of God for over 30 years, like few have ever experienced. Tangible, visible, experiential, and it's getting stronger. Next. I'm here with Diane, and she has her own television show with the Supernatural Network now. And something's happened that never happened on our network before. While you were speaking, the presence of God was so strong, it went through the camera, and the cameraman ended backwards, and he was out for maybe 15, 20 minutes experiencing amazing healing by God. But you have to make sure it doesn't happen to every cameraman, or how can it keep doing television? And the last time you did a show with me, someone wrote you a letter about their amputated finger. Tell me about that.
Yes. Well, I had given that word of knowledge that God was growing someone's finger.
I remember.
And I said, whoever it is, please write in and let us know. So I think I shared this with you. I kept on checking your page, you know, to see, because they wrote on your page, and he said that his finger had been cut off and the doctors had to grind it down. And so it was just a nub. And he said, but when you spoke that word, he said, go figure. He goes, I felt something and looked down and my finger was the same length as my others.
How about that woman who had back pain for 20 plus years?
Yes, she had. Well, first, you know, her shoulders were uneven, Sid. And what happened was when she came up and I had prayed for that shoulder that was down, when I took my hand off, and there were a couple of people sitting over on the side and they could actually see what was happening. When I took my hand off, her shoulders were straight across. And then she said that the pain was gone in her shoulders. She said her back, her legs, and she ended up doing a little dance in the altar area, you know, just because all the pain was gone. And then that night, Sid, intercessor had written me and said, I believe God did much more in her body than what we saw. So the next day I called her and, you know, to check on her to see how she was. And so she's telling me that still no pain, everything was good. And then all of a sudden she starts screaming, oh, apostle Nut. And I said, what is it? And she said, the Holy Spirit quickened me to get up. My arm has grown 3 inches.
Goodness, praise the Lord.
And she had been in an accident in 1998, and, you know, just really bad, broken femur bones and just her arm, everything was really bad. So she'd been believing God all these years for a miracle.
And all she needed was the glory of God and the Word of God working. See, we've had the Word and a minimal amount of the presence of God. What is the glory of God?
The glory of God is God Himself coming in the fullness of who He is as our Heavenly Father. And He's love. You know, His glory is manifested through His splendor, through the brilliance of who He is. And so He really wants us to know Him as Father, because He desired a family. So when the glory shows up, Father God is there loving us.
How did the glory of God come upon you?
Well, first of all, the glory of God was revealed to me through the love that the Father gave me through the process of going through healing with my father, you know, who sexually abused me, left me, never supported me. And so when I was young, I would get taken up in the spirit. And I really, you know, didn't know what that was, except I know I have shared this before, that I thought I could fly, you know, off the top of a roof because I was looking down at my body. But what God did is He was taken up and He was restoring me. And as the years went by, being in the presence of His glory brought a transformation in my life and healing and restoration.
Now, this was some 30 years ago, so you didn't have anyone mentoring you or teaching you. I mean, it was very different than most Sunday Christians.
Yes, absolutely. Totally. Yes, the Holy Ghost taught me. You know, I always tell people, and some people don't like to hear this, I was blood-bought and Holy Ghost taught.
And how did it start manifesting?
Well, the tangible glory of God started showing up, Sid, when I got into my secret place. And so when I got into my secret place, you know, the glory of God just was like a fog and like a mist, and the ceiling fan would disappear, and then the ceiling, and then my closet doors every single time. And then that glory started going into our living room. And so when people
came
in.
So when you're saying it disappeared, it's the cloud was so thick, she couldn't even see these things that were real all around her. It reminds me at the early Azusa Street, the kids used to play hide and seek in the glory because they could literally hide in the glory.
Yes. And it is that thick. And you know, that happened one time when the glory of God finally showed up in my bedroom. It was so thick, I could not see the whole side of my bedroom. And it stopped like in the middle of the bed. And I felt like a little child because I was like, well, you know, what is this? So I stuck from here to here over in the glory and it totally disappeared. But I pulled my hand out and I was looking at my hand, but I kept doing it. And I asked the Father, I said, Father God, I said, why are you showing me this? And you know, he didn't say anything. So I sat there and still that childlike faith, I still wanted to check it out because your mind's trying to figure out, you know, how is this really happening? And I hadn't heard about the children hiding and playing in, the glory cloud yet. And so what happened was I asked him again and I said, Father God, I said, you know, I'm always so humbled and I'm always so grateful when you showed me these things because, you know, you don't have to. I said, what is this for? And he said, Diane, he said, when I send you out, he said, people are going to see my glory and not you. He said, as long as you worship and pray and stay in my word, he said, people are not going to see you. And that actually happened the very next Sunday that I was in church. They said that the top part of my body disappeared. One lady said she saw a white cloud. One lady saw a gold cloud, but they saw Jesus and they heard him, and one lady was healed.
Now, how about the miracles? When did they start?
The miracles started happening years ago in my life, but the miracles in my ministry really began to turn when the glory of God began to come and it was manifested in the secret place. That's when I really began to see a lot of miracles manifest in people's lives.
In the early years in the secret place, just kind of spell it out. What did you do that you can do? And if you can do what Diane did, will they get the same results?
They will. And you know, to walk in the glory of God is different from living. We live in the realm of the Spirit and the glory of God shows up, but to walk in it and to manifest that glory, we have to be willing to die to self every single day, to live a life of repentance and to live a life of brokenness, you know, continually changing and inviting him and wanting to spend that time in the secret place with him, just that one-on-one. You know, I tell people, turn the worship music off, turn everything off, and just let it be what I call a raw, organic moment with him.
Well, when you began pursuing, you were still in the secret place.
Yes.
But what else were you doing in the secret place in the beginning?
Well, in the beginning of the glory of God showing up in my secret place, the Lord would take me up in the Spirit. You know, he would show me things. One time there was, I saw a dark cloud on the other side of the glory cloud, and the Lord was speaking to me and letting me know, Diane, I gave you authority over the enemy. And so as I began to speak the word of God in the presence of God's glory, that dark cloud began to disappear. And the little voices that I heard of the little cohorts in them saying, I can't touch her, I can't reach her. They just, it was like the finger of God was just thumping those little cohorts and imps until finally the darkness was gone. And so what God began to do is He began to heal my body and restore me, because I had been diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome, post-stress traumatic disorder, arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia. And God's moving right now, and He's healing someone right now from arthritis, from fibromyalgia right now. You just begin to receive that, and what you see right now is the glory cloud of the Lord. So just yield right now. Hallelujah.
Now, she spoke in the glory.
Oh.
And the same person that had the nub ground down by the doctor and the whole finger grew out just healed the people that she spoke about. Now,
yes.
Diane says you can accelerate the glory in your life. Want to know how? Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Diane Nutt's anointed four-part audio CD teaching series, Experiencing God's Power and Glory, plus Robert Henderson's powerful book, Show Us Your Glory. This package is exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $29. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9766.
I have been experiencing God's power and glory for over 30 years with miracles and signs and wonders. And I have such a great desire to impart and release this to every single one of you.
You will get Diane Nutt's anointed four-part audio CD teaching series, Experiencing God's Power and Glory. Through this four-part audio CD series, you will understand what the glory of God truly is. Access God's glory through praying in the secret place. Learn that the glory of God is part of your inheritance. Discover that in the glory realm, you will receive your healing, your miracle, your breakthrough. Enter into divine protection through the glory realm. Understand how to access an experiential relationship with God the Father. Receive an impartation to experience the glory of God every day. Plus, you will get Robert Henderson's powerful book, Show Us Your Glory. Through this book, you will discover the prayer that opens new dimensions of supernatural encounter. Learn to touch the divine glory realm. Experience God in a deeper, more powerful way. In this groundbreaking work, you will receive a greater vision of God's glory presence. Discover the five revelations of God's glory from Exodus chapter 33. Discern the difference between the manifestation of God's presence and His glory. Pray bold glory prayers like Moses did. Become the dominion of God, a person fully indwelt and inhabited by His glory. Receive prayers to access the glory of God, where the miraculous happens. Don't miss out on getting Diane Nutt's anointed four-part audio CD teaching series, Experiencing God's Power and Glory, plus Robert Henderson's powerful book, Show Us Your Glory. This package is exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $29. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9766. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9766 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
I have to tell you, as we got from the desk closer to the studio audience, I remarked to Diane, the glory is getting stronger. Mm-hmm. And she's told me why. But this is also true, not just for the studio audience. This is true for every person watching us right now. Why did it get stronger?
Because of the hunger. It's the hunger. Y'all are hungry. And those watching, the hunger that you have, that's drawing. That's drawing from the reservoir in heaven that has been set aside for this moment right now.
Well, I pray in Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, you are our most welcome
yes.
guest. I told Diane
yes.
I have a group of really good questions, but I told her, whatever He says, do it. Do it.
Yes. Okay.
Well, Diane, in the secret place, We get dreams, visions that actually can save someone's life. Tell me what happened to your husband.
Well, in the presence of God's glory, I had a dream, and it was like we were sitting in like bleachers, and he had gone off to get something. And whenever he was coming back, I heard this big boom, and you know, in the dream. Mm-hmm. This was in the dream. Well, so I just started praying and praying a hedge of protection around him. So the next day, when my husband was out on the back property and he was burning some trash, all of a sudden, I was laying out by the pool, all of a sudden I heard this big boom, just like what I heard in my dream. And what happened is there was an aerosol can in there that had exploded, and God protected him. The glory was there as a protector, and it protected him, absolutely.
So the boom was very similar to what you heard in the dream.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Is this something that you encourage others to do? Like, for instance, with me, I don't so much have visions, but someone's name will come to me. I'm supposed to pray for that person.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, tell us about when the glory was so thick, this lady kept rubbing her glasses. What was going on?
She didn't know. She thought something was on her glasses, so she took them off and she cleaned them, and she put them back on, and she's looking around, and then she takes them back off and she covers one eye, and she's like looking all around, and she does the other eye, and she's looking. I thought, what in the world is this woman doing? And the Holy Spirit quickened me, and the Lord said, Diane, he said, tell her that's the glory of the Lord that she sees. And so when I told her, she was already sitting down, you know, because I was preaching. She was sitting down, and her head falls back. Well, little did I know, she was going out of town that week. And so God was preparing her for that trip. Yeah, amazing.
Well, Diane, you tell us there are accelerants. Any of you interested in accelerating the glory? I am. Tell us some of these accelerants.
Okay. So the first thing is that you have to believe. It's you have to believe that you're going to see the glory of God. You know, Jesus told Mary, he said, would you believe that you would see the glory? So does everybody believe?
Yes.
Do y'all believe watching right now? Because the glory of the Lord is in this place, and it is getting thicker.
Now, are you saying that, or do you actually see it?
I see it. I see it, and some of y'all can look right now. You can see it. Some of you on the camera, you can probably see it as well. You can see a fuzziness, maybe a smoke, like a mist. And so we have to believe, but then we need to anticipate. And I always tell people,
That is so important. Don't you miss it, that word anticipate. What are you expecting? Right. You have not, because it's not in the Bible, but I'm making this up. You have not because you expect not.
When we anticipate on something, we know it's going to happen. So anticipation is the acceleration for the demonstration of the manifestation of God's Word.
Now that's a mouthful.
You want me to say it again?
Yeah, say it again.
Okay, so anticipation is the acceleration for the manifestation of the demonstration of God's Word, of His will.
I got it.
And so we've
Don't ask me to repeat it.
So we've got to anticipate, because that means we know. When you anticipate, you know it's going to happen. So we have to know God's Word is true. He said that His glory was going to cover the earth, yes. But He said that the knowledge of His glory would fill the earth, just like the waters.
Tell us two more accelerants.
So we have to choose to walk in love, and whether you want to or not, you have to love. You have to forgive people, because love releases victory. And when we forgive too, as we forgive, that releases the power of God. So when we love people and forgive people, we open up a door actually for the glory of God to show up and to work a miracle that would not come otherwise. And I learned that with, you know, the experience with my father and walking in love and forgiveness towards him. The glory of God showed up, said, and you know what? He didn't want to have nothing to do with God. He was an alcoholic for over 60 years. But because the glory of God showed up, he gave his heart to the Lord 3 weeks before he passed away.
Wow. Yeah. You know, Diane, what is it like? I know what it's like to feel the glory, but what is it like to feel the glory 24/7? When you sleep, when you go out to a restaurant, when you go to work, when you go to a store, what is that like?
Well, I'm just being overcome, you know, by His glory right now, because it's such an honor to walk and to live in that glory, because I'm always aware of Father God, you know, being with me. And, you know, when we yield to Him and just love Him and let Him be the Father to us that He wants to be, and His glory shows up, you know, things happen. And it's, I'm very humbled, very honored, but I know that this is for every single believer. God wants every person walking, living, and being a glory carrier, releasing the glory of God. It's you know, the anointing's not enough, Sid, because we work the anointing. And, you know, in the anointing, the Bible says, out of our belly flows rivers of living waters. So the Holy Spirit is working with us. We're working with Him. But when the glory of God shows up, Father God shows up, and it's all Him, and we don't do anything. We don't get the credit. We don't. He gets all the glory. And so it takes off a load.
But this is all the time with you. I kind of protest. I want it all the time with me. Any of you in the studio audience want it all the time? I know in a moment I'm going to have Diane release that glory. And I'm going to pray that when she does this, you will experience, some of you for the very first time in your life, you'll feel, or you'll see, or you may, you know, at Pentecost, they even heard, it sounds like a rushing wind, the glory of God, with every one of your natural senses and your supernatural senses. But I've got to pray with you right now. Some of you haven't, you've entered into religion for many, many years, but some of you haven't entered into your own experience. It's good that I had an experience. It's good that Diane had an experience. It's good that the whole world would have an experience. But what about me? God hasn't forgotten you. And that's why I'm going to pray with you right now to know Jesus.
Thank you.
Repeat out loud after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
I've made many mistakes. For which I'm so sorry.
I believe.
Jesus died for my mistakes.
Jesus died for my mistakes.
And by His blood. I'm not only forgiven. But you have no remembrance of my past.
And now that I am new.
Jesus, come and live inside of me.
Jesus, come and live inside of me.
Be my Savior and Lord.
Be my Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Diane, I'm going to experiment. I might regret this studio. I'm going to experiment. Do you think you could stand up and pray?
Sure.
What do you think? Say, all things are possible.
Yes. Yes, all things are possible. Wow. Whoa. So, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, thank You for the blood of Jesus that allows us to enter boldly into Your throne room. And, Father, I just thank You right now that You're so amazing, You're so awesome, You're so glorious. And, Father, I just thank You right now for just releasing an impartation of your glory right now, Father God, upon these in this place right now, in this studio right now. Father, let your glory just fall upon them, Father. Let them be caught up in your glory. And Father, even those watching, Lord God, I thank you, Father God, that they're being captivated by your love. They're being captivated by your heart. They're being captivated, by your glory. Father, thank you, Lord God. Thank you. And I just pray these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Whoa, whoa, whoa.